This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day. You smell that? That's the racing season and it's here. How about the 24 hours of Daytona kicking off today at 2 o'clock on the Fox Sports Network? That's going to be huge. We're going to go through all of that, but local racing? Oh, hang on. I've got scheduled 6 people to be on the show. There's no way we can get them all in. We're going to do our best starting off today with Robbie Bobby McClendon Shire, ready for next weekend's first annual Sweat Hall Grand Prix at Five Flags Speedway. What I understand, and Robbie's standing by in here in just a minute, we'll bring him on the air. 35 out of 40 cars, and this thing is going to be huge. Also, Joe McArdle with Sunny South Raceway, they're preparing with a return visit from the SCCA. That's next Saturday. Also, they've got news on their second annual swap meet, which is a big, big thing, February 14th. He told us about it last week. He's even got more details this week. Also, Rusty Cooper with Titan Race Cars. You still have plenty of time to get your race car looking right. Titan Race Cars is going to be able to add bars for safety if you need to. They can even hang a brand new body on there, or even build your car from the ground up. Rusty's helping us out this year with Kane Motorsports. Can't wait to have them in the pits with us this year and also hang in the body there. Also, Jay Wells with the Bay Area Modified Tour. It's their inaugural season. It actually technically kicks off tomorrow in Pensacola with a meeting, but then a smack talk and race over at Fast Eddie's, the go-kart track. And I saw pictures from the past couple of years, and you might want to go check that out just being a fan. And as if that's not enough, Dustin Long, formerly with MRN, there's lots to cover with NASCAR. He has just made the move. Congratulations to him, to NBC as the editor and one of the reporters for NBC's new NASCAR website. This is exciting news and, of course, big news as it's been announced. Jeff Gordon has announced he will retire after 2015 as a car driver. Obviously not an owner, so lots to cover thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and if you're getting your engine built for the season, you got to stop by Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. 666-7187 is their number right there in Mobile. They do all our motors and could probably hook you up too. So let me get a breath in and say good morning to Robbie. Man, 2.5 minutes of intro into the show. It's a lot to cover, brother, and you're the first guy. Are you ready for what you're bringing to the circus next weekend?
Oh, man. Yes, I couldn't be more ready, man. The butterflies are flowing, but the excitement level is through the roof.
You know, everyone is talking about this show, and obviously Five Flag Speedway bringing the first race of the year a little early this year, the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. Now, not only are they going to have the road course with the infield and the track, but also it's an enduro-style racing, but you've also got the motocross or motorcycles coming. Tell us everything to expect, and on top of that, oh yeah, by the way, it's also the day of the swap meet.
Absolutely. It's pretty much going to be an event for everyone. There should be something that everyone will like. We're going to kick off motorcycle practice at 10 o'clock in the morning. We've got everything from 50cc mini bikes with kids on them all the way up to fire-breathing, 600cc awesome motorcycles going 100 miles an hour on the front straightaway, and then we're all using the same course. We got pros coming out. There's big money on the line for the motorcycles as well as the car race, which will kick off at 12:30. And then right after the car award ceremony, we're going to kick off the motorcycle features. So we hope to be out of there by 4 or 5 o'clock or so, but it's going to be a day full of action.
Well, and the thing is, if you're not familiar with an enduro race, these guys are, if you've heard of Stingers or Buzz Class cars, these are the front-wheel drive cars. And I have seen pictures, and I put some on our Facebook page, of some wild concoctions and crazy things that these guys put on their car. And there's an award for that.
Absolutely. It's $100 in your pocket for the... It's an award. We've got a couple judges that nobody knows of that are going to be walking around and see who put the effort in, who's got the artistic talent, and who's got the best sense of humor. All those are going to be rolled into one award. So it's definitely worth spending an extra couple hours on your car to decorate it up or paint it up real good, because who doesn't want a $100 bill in their pocket?
Well, I've been trying to build this as the funnest race of the year, and I think you guys are too. One thing we added last week, you and I were talking away from it, just trying to do some plans, and I wanted to do something special for the drivers. I've always thought, how cool is it when the NASCAR drivers at Bristol get their own theme song to come out? And I said, gosh, that's exactly what we got to do. So I've, with your help, got a hold of a lot of the drivers, and we'll be calling them today and tomorrow if I've got your number. And if you haven't given us a theme song, I've got most of your numbers. And this is exciting because they're going to have about 30 seconds to come out. They're picking their songs, and man, I've got some pretty cool songs, and these guys are planning on doing some crazy dancing too. And I said, that's it. You want to have fun at this race. This is going to be a huge event.
Absolutely. That's the name of the game. It's pure fun factor, man. We all take racing so seriously throughout the year. It's nice to just have, be like, you know what? I'm going to race my car till it just won't run anymore.
And don't care.
We have to tow it out of there. You know, and that's the point of it, man. Just spend a little bit of money, have a whole lot of fun, and if your car lasts, great. You made a little bit of money. If not, you're not out a humongous racing budget. And you know every single driver is going to have stories to tell their friends and family. That's the fact.
I've got two GoPros. I got to find two drivers. I got to have video of this. I can't wait.
You got to get some facial expressions too, especially when we go through the first corner, man. If you're not in the front or in the very back, you're in the middle. You're going to be a sandwich, I think.
I'm telling you, that first turn coming off of turn one, you dive right in where the cars usually leave the pit area. I expect that'll be the end of the race for a few cars.
Oh, man, I really hope not. You know, I'm going to make that very clear to the drivers. Yeah. We want to remind everyone that you cannot win the race on the first lap, but you can sure lose it.
Yeah, that's it. Let's talk about the group of motorcycles. These guys travel all over the country and race, and now you've got them five different divisions, I believe. And for folks who haven't seen the motorcycles, it's exciting on the oval. But, man, when you're thrown in this road course, there's a lot of different variables that you have to add into it that adds even more excitement to the race.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, we've got some really, really talented riders coming in. And it's going to be an amazing event. It's the first time we've run this actual course. We've run portions of it before during regular supermoto races. But it's going to be a new track for everyone, which obviously creates a little more excitement. But yeah, it should be a heck of a show, man.
Well, we've been talking about it since December, really, the Snowball Derby. If you haven't registered, realistically, it's almost too late because, what, you've got five spots available? So we might have a full-car field.
Five spots, and that's a firm five, you know. So if you're even thinking about it, you need to get in touch with me. I know we've got a couple guys that are still, say they're building their cars, and I'll be personally calling them this week, possibly even today, just to remind them, because I would really hate for anyone to actually go through all the trouble, build the car, say, oh, well, I was going to register at the track, because you might be out of luck, and that's the last thing we want to do, because we've been announcing it from the day one that it's a hard 40 is all we're going to be able to allow.
Well, and it's exciting because you're paying $1,000 to win, and at first I actually thought, oh, okay, it's $1,000 to win and that's it, but no, you're paying back into the field too.
Yes, yeah, we're still working on the exact pay structure. I believe it's going to be top five or top ten, so definitely, and we hope we have 10 cars that finish the race. That's always been a wonder of ours, but... But yeah, so don't feel like the winner's taking it all. No, I mean, and they're going to pay back. It's not going to be $1,000 to win,
right.
$25 for second either.
Right.
You know, we're going to make it fair and structured.
Let me ask you, as a driver in first annual race here, can they bring extra tires? Did they blow out a tire or something like that? Okay, so you can make pit stops. There'll be a place somewhere on the track for teams to do that?
Yes, absolutely. We've got pit spots set up. Think
awesome.
About the back road going back towards the tire building is going to be where all the cars are going to be pitted. So we're going to bring spare wheels, spare tires, spare fuel, whatever you think you might need. There will be a pit lane speed limit, and it will be strictly enforced. So don't come through there burning through the gears, because you know you will be penalized. But but yeah, if you need a tire, come on down pit lane, man. It's all 100% legal.
I love it. Well, I'm excited about it. Again, obviously, you can find it on Facebook and D&D Cycles. Tell me how your business has been a big part of this.
Man, you know, we just love racing at our job. We're a family-owned mom-and-pop dealership. My dad and grandfather started it back in, oh, I don't know, it's over 35 years ago now. And luckily, I was just born with motorcycles in my blood and racing in my blood. And then every time I go to Five Flags or Mobile or... Heck, I grew up racing at J&J Speedway, which turned out to be Sunny South now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just been, circle tracks have always been a good spot for me. And just Tim Bryant's family have welcomed me in, and I call it my second home, man. I can't get enough of it. And at our shop, we're the same way. We love racing. And you can see that as soon as you come in our doors, you'll find at least one or two race bikes on display at all times.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys do such a great job. And with what your idea came about last quarter, I guess I should say, of last year, and to see that you've got people coming from St. Louis and four or five different states just to participate with this race, I can't wait till this year, but wait till next year. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know. Obviously, it'll never be the Snowball Derby, which we all know that. But if it's still the most prestigious, world-renowned race in the history of all races, then I'll be happy.
There you go. Well, man, we appreciate you coming on board. We'll talk to you again next Saturday as we prep everybody for a big event. And thank you for coming on again. We'll definitely talk to you. You got a busy start, so good luck.
Thank you very much for having us, and we hope to see everybody out there.
There you go. It's going to be next weekend at Five Flags Speedway. Also, of course, the same day as when they're going to be doing the swap meet. So $25, you can go out there, trade everything you want. $5 gets you into that race. Hang on, so much to continue. I hope we get it all in. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and later today we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing, and again out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. Some great drivers along the Gulf Coast with myself at Kane Motorsports. We race to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments from around the country. Dustin Long has got a brand new job with NASCAR, not MRN anymore. He's moved to NBC as the editor and one of the main chief reporters for the new NASCAR website. We're going to learn all about that and a lot of news with NASCAR again with Jeff Gordon. Announcing it'll be his final year. Everyone's talking about, well, gee, Chase Elliott's going to get that ride, isn't it? Everyone would think. Well, now some people are saying, what about Kyle Larson? He might be someone to throw in a hat. So we'll talk to Dustin about that. Jay Wells standing by with the Bay Area Modified Tours. Rusty Cooper also with Titan Race Cars. But before we get there, our own little Bristol in our backyard, I like to call it, used to be J&J Speedway. And now, well, it's moved on and progressed into, again, a beautiful facility, which that one was too. We're talking about Sunny South Raceway. Big things coming as soon as next weekend. Good morning, Joe. How are you, buddy?
Morning, King. Good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, doing great, man. You know, we were talking off the air. You've got a group that's coming and renting the track, and they do it one or two times a year next year, during the year, and it's the SCCA group. And when they come out, they do a little bit backwards, don't they? They get on the track, and then they race through the pits.
Right. SCCA, they use the track as the grid area, believe it or not, and they come out there in the parking lot, and take and put the cones up and build a different racetrack every time they come.
Mm-hmm.
It's unreal. And then, you know, one car runs against the clock, basically what it is. It's, I'm telling you, we've been out there a couple, two, three times. By the way, the spectators is free if anybody's interested.
Yeah.
We've been out there a couple times to watch, and some of the stuff that shows up, some of the drivers, some of the, you know, believe it or not, the vet doesn't stand a chance out there.
I was about to ask. Yeah, but they've got some cars that are special built. They bring in trailers for these things.
Right. They have the vet has too much horsepower. I know of a local legend team that went out there probably 4 years ago and put a legend on there and had fast time. And until he hit a cone and got penalized.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's the big thing. It's really about precision driving. And
really.
And that's really cool what you guys do. That'll start, actually, first car in the course around 10:45. But we're also gearing up for the second annual swap meet open practice. And that really is the beginning of regular race season for Sunny South Raceway. And that, you picked out, you have roses for the ladies because it's Saturday, February 14th. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, February being the busy month it is, we had to jump in there and be fair to the racers and give them a little time before opening date, which is March the 7th.
Right.
Well, the 14th of February is Valentine's Day, so we said, let's go for it. Let's face it, most of, and I'm probably going to get criticized for this.
Here it comes.
Most of the race teams, Mama is right in there with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, she is part of the race team. So we said, bring her out. We'll give her, Sunny South, we'll give her a rose, recognize the day for what it is, feed her chili.
Oh, yeah.
Let her bring, you know, let her get on dad about all them old parts laying around the garage, and let's do something. The track will be open. We'll have a flagman there. We'll have the transponders. You know, it's a practice day. get rid of some parts you hadn't used in a while, and have a little fun with Sunday Shop.
Well, and the thing is you guys are going to have the go-karts out there this year. You've invited also the Super Stocks trucks back. Going to try to get the Bombers back out there. Off the air, we were talking about an opportunity about the Modifieds coming as well that could be an interest. So any kind of car you have, if I've got the date free, I'm going to bring my Legend car. Not Legend, sorry. What am I thinking? The yeah, you got me thinking Legends, man. My vintage car out there. And I get some laps out there, too. So you can bring any car you got out there and really shake it down.
You can bring any car. If you've never raced Sunny South or never intend to race Sunny South,
you gotta do
and
it.
You want to bait in some brakes, you want to get some sticker tires, come on out.
Yeah.
If you just want to come out there and, you know, a lot of people like to pull that thing around on the trailer and say, look what I got.
Yep.
Bring that baby out there. We'll look at it.
That's it.
You'll look at it.
Let's talk about the schools again. You guys, again, what we try to say about Sunny South Raceway is they're training tomorrow's drivers today. And that's very prevalent when you see the Mighty Mites. These are go-karts with a full cage. These guys look like NASCAR drivers with complete safety equipment. And that starts at age 4.
Yes, sir. Age 4.
Mm.
Now, we have a Bandolero school. We have a go-kart school. Legends, we even have a Pro Challenge truck for a school.
Wow.
You know, it's what you want. Some of our people went through the school. The little girl by the name of Josie McArdle, she went through the school. She won the championship last year.
Yeah.
Grant Thompson was a track record holder in the Junior 1 class. He went through the school. You know, we're proud of what we're doing. The results are there.
Mm-hmm.
We train tomorrow's champions. We get them when they're little and when they're wanting to race, and we take it from there, man.
Well, this is really great for mom and dad, you know, because I know when I started my son Aiden, when I was running go-karts, he ran and he hit the wall once and he was done. You know, and I'm that happens sometimes. It can be a scary thing, but this is a great way for parents not to have to spend all the money, like you've said before, on helmet, gear, racing, all that, the car, tires, all that stuff, because it can get up there, even in the smallest fields of cars, like karts. But this is a great opportunity for just a little bit of money to invest in to see if they really like it. And I guarantee you, once any of those little kids and the adults get near that car, sign, seal, delivered. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I'm saying. And Science Off is taking one step further as far as the investment in. We know what it takes to outfit the little guy, buy the car, and find out the little guy don't want to race. Mm-hmm. We know what that is. So we will work with you. The helmet, the gloves, the suit, we've got that. Bring your child. Yeah. You need a car, we've got that. Put him through the school. Find out, you know, if this is what he wants.
Yeah.
Without that big investment.
Well, and the thing is like you said, March 7th is when we're starting the season. You guys are back on Saturdays again. Tell us about what you guys got geared up for the year.
Well, basically, March the 7th, we're going back to every other Saturday night. So, mm-hmm. you know, we'll run two races in March.
Yeah.
We're going to open the track up at 4 o'clock. We will give you that open practice like we used to do, free of charge. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to practice, say, 2 hours. For the price of the entry fee. This year, we're going to take it one step further. Instead of waiting to try to do everything between 7 and 8, we're going to qualify maybe 6:30 for a whole hour,
mm-hmm.
take a little break for the management, let the flagman get a little glass of wine.
Yeah, there you go.
And have everything ready to go at 8 o'clock. We still will race at 8.
Yeah, and another great reason for keeping it back on a Saturday again is I love to race Fridays, but again, most people work till 5. You got to get that traffic at 6 o'clock. Racing over to the racetrack on a Friday is just hard for a lot of people, so it makes sense to move it to Saturday. I think last year you probably saw an increase with the fans and also with the car count because of that.
Well, you know, we've waited both ways.
Right.
Like I said, my shop closes at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to be at the track at 5.
Mm.
The great thing about Friday night racing, you have Saturday night off and you have Sunday off. I mean, you can't knock it.
That's right.
At the same time, Friday was a bear, man. Yeah. Friday was a bear.
Well, and with what we're doing again with the kids and everything, getting them out of school and there, like I said, it just makes sense. So we're geared up ready. You've got the school coming up again, obviously, next Saturday, absolutely free. If you want to come out and watch the SCCA Autocross, first one of the year now. If you're not a member of the SCCA and you want to come out there and race your car, you can do that too, $45. And they're limited to 50 entries, and they usually get pretty close to that, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Well, Joe, we appreciate you coming on as always. Again,
let me ask one thing.
Yeah.
Got a little problem.
Okay, here we go.
Down there in the infield at Sunny South right now, we have these little colored flags that has marked off the dirt track, so we're getting close.
Ooh.
Okay? We're having a problem finding somebody to move our light poles. Now, it's not a problem, but it is a problem. The problem is we don't want to pay their prices. They're proud of their work.
I hear you.
I'm telling you the truth, man. I could not believe some of the prices we've been getting. So if there's anybody out there that knows somebody that has a crane truck, what we're trying to do is move the pole with the lights on it.
Right.
We're putting the poles to the outside. You know, what do we know? It just looks so simple.
Far from it, isn't it?
Right. If somebody's out there that's willing to help us on
right.
Give the track a call. Call Joe, call Wayne, call somebody. We need some help.
Give me a number to throw out there.
A number. 379-6548.
Okay.
510-8021 is Wayne's number. We need some help.
There you go. We'll get it for you for sure. It's going to be great to move those out there. It's going to be safer for the drivers. And a dirt track in the middle, I can't wait, Joe.
And it's going to be fun.
There you go. Joe McArdle again joining us with Sunny South Raceway. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Coming up next, well, we're going to check out how you can still get your car looking good for the race thanks to Rusty Cooper with Titan Race Cars. He can take it all the way from a frame all the way up to a push start race car. It's as simple as that. Jay Wells standing by with the Bay Area Modified Tour and Dustin Long with NBC and NASCAR coming up. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to all the sponsors with Kane Motorsports making the race car go round and around this year. McDonald's a big part of it. All the Gulf Coast McDonald's a big part of what we do with the childhood cancer. So we're so thankful that they're part. Also, BA Motorsports is with us this year. Perkins Hurricane Landing, K1 Motorsports, Chris over there at Falsac Tires, ABC Designs, Alabama Team Challenge, Metro Glass Immobile, and new to the car this year, and it's going to make it look glorious, is Titan Race Cars. Rusty Cooper joins us this morning. And Rusty, you guys can do anything from the ground up. And if you got a beat up bomber all the way up to a modified, you guys can straighten up that sheet metal, right?
Oh, yeah. Right now we got some in the shop trying to get finished up now.
Well, and that's what I figured. Tell us a little bit about Titan Race Cars and where you guys came from and what you guys can do. Because I know you really you really concentrate on the dirt. But, you know, I've got an asphalt car I'm bringing to you guys, and you can do wonders there, too.
Oh yeah, we can do anything from a frame to complete race car. Anything from setups, front end settings, scaling the car out, getting the body straight, pretty much whatever somebody needs to get to be able to be in the racetrack for Saturday night.
Well, and Rusty, you've been racing for a while. Tell us how you came about and started this business.
We started racing motorcycles on flat tracks up until probably 20 years ago, and I worked for a shop building drag cars and built my own dirt car, and you know, we had some success at it, and everybody was wanting help, and it just developed from there.
Yeah, and so why not turn this into a career, and look what you guys have done. And tell us, if I've got a car and I want to come out there and, let's say, put a body on it or whatever, what's the process and how do you do it?
Well, the biggest thing is just, you know, get with us and let us know your rule package, and you know, we'll do whatever we got to make it look as best as possible and meet the rules for your track.
Yeah, and the thing is like I said, you guys are in Mississippi. Where are you guys at located?
We're about 30 miles north of Biloxi, probably an hour from Mobile.
Yeah, but well worth the drive.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, Rusty, you're also a driver. What are you doing this year for the team?
We go travel to some money races throughout Alabama, Mississippi, Texas. We'll run into Florida some, but with the rule changes, our car doesn't the rules. So we'll come down there and help some customers out. Like, I'll have three cars that'll run with the Bay Area Modified Tour.
What do you think of that tour? You know, I was going to ask you about that. It seems, and Jay Wells is coming up right after we're done here, Rusty, but from what I've seen, it sounds like a lot of these guys who have some of the older cars, some of the older chassis, are starting to drag them out because they've got that great engine claim rule for, I think, I want to say $1,500, if I'm not wrong, and Jay, stand by, we'll find out. But people who can't afford to race with those big guys with the $30,000 motors can drag their cars out again and have fun, and that's where you can help out.
Right. Yeah, we have that Bay Area Modified deal. It's going to be a good deal. You know, it's like you said, it's going to help the people that can't afford to run on the higher level like we do. You know, it's going to help them get back into racing. And you know, if anybody's got a car that is sitting up and needs to be gone over or some updates done, you know, we'll be glad to help any way we can.
Now, I know you guys got cars in your shop, but what's the turnaround on that?
For a body and update on the cars, about 5 weeks.
Okay, but that's, so you get it done there, you get it in there, but when it's done, she's ready to go.
Yeah, and that's a complete overhaul. You put it on the jig, make sure the frame's not bent, update the front suspension and the rear suspension. If it's just a body update, you're looking at about 8 to 10 days.
Oh, and that's still not bad. That's a quick turnaround. And then with what you guys do, I mean, you do it all from hand. There's no, I mean, it's like Betty Crocker making a cake, right?
That's it. We start from a flat piece of sheet metal and end up with the car to run up front and look good.
Now, and you've got customers who have done quite well from winning championships and things like that, so that's also kind of a feather in your cap, Rusty. Again, if we want to find you, how's the best way to find out how we can get a hold of you? Obviously, I know you're on Facebook under Rusty Cooper, but what's the number that we can call you or just find you?
You can find me on Facebook under Titan Race Colors. You know, we got a Facebook page, or you can call me at 228-297-5132.
All right, well, Rusty, we're so thankful. Can't wait to have you out at the track. I know you guys have got so many customers, but we were talking off the air, and you guys could be able to come and help out in the pits. And like I said, we like to eat like you do, too, so we'll feed you really good when you come, okay?
Well, that's good. My team, I think they like to eat more than they like to watch races.
Well, they're going to love my wife because she loves to cook. It's all good, Rusty.
Hey,
brother.
Good.
Yeah, we'll get that car to you in about a week or so. We're so thankful for what you're doing for us. And, again, it's Rusty Cooper with Titan Race Cars. That number, again, 228-297-5132. You can find them on Facebook. Rusty, I'll be back with you in about a week or so, buddy.
Sounds good. Got a spot waiting on you.
All right, there you go. That's Rusty Cooper. And again, I don't know if you heard Jay, but Rusty Cooper there with Titan Race Cars says he has about three of your cars in the shop waiting to get work on.
Yeah, I did. That's everybody else better step up their game. Those Titans that Rusty builds are they're awesome machines, and I look for them to really be competitive out there.
How about this? We were just talking off the air. You bought yourself a Ratty Rod, so I know you're going to be enjoying the Ratty Rods of the South, but you don't even have time to work on that. Let's do this amazing late model thing that you did last year with one of the coolest trophies along the Gulf Coast, and then, oh, I've got extra time. Why don't we just do this thing with the IMCA, and boy, look what you've done.
Well, you know, it's just another bad idea, another crazy idea, I guess, you know. And, thanks a lot to Micah and Scott and Billy and M over at Southern, you know. I mean, the three tracks went along with it and said, yeah, you're right, it's time, let's do this.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, is it a $1,500 engine claim rule? Is that right? Go through that again. You did the other week, and that's really what's starting to bring these guys out. I said, man, I could just put in a motor with a freshened up motor from the junkyard almost and go out and run and have some fun again.
Yeah, it's the claim rule is $1,050 or $100 with an exchange. And again, there's a lot of criteria that needs to be met for somebody to be eligible to claim. They can only do it once a year, so it's not like you can go out there, you know, it's not a swap meet, it's a race, like I tell people. And it does. It you know, there's really not a lot of restrictions. The engine rule is one very short paragraph, and, you know, it's you can build whatever you want to build and bring out there, but you need to be willing to give it up. And, you know, that just kind of, that controls costs, as well as a lot of other things. You know, that everything is all steel, not all the fancy high dollar aluminum and stuff underneath. So it just makes racing affordable again. And as I've said, like an affordable diamond, this is a top tier modified class. I mean, this is an A modified class. So inexpensive is a relative word when you're talking about that.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. But and IMCA has been around for a while. Tell us about the governing body.
Yeah, this is their centennial year, actually.
Wow.
And they have about 8 or 9 different classes that they run, sprint cars, late models, compact cars. But we're focusing on the modified class right now, which has been around since 1979.
Wow.
And, that's one of the reasons that we chose them as the sanctioning body. And I'm glad that they went along with it and accepted it. And the strength, to have that strength behind you,
oh, yeah,
is, it's just such a good thing. We have race procedures, rules, tech rules, body rules, and it makes it a lot easier.
Well, as a promoter for the series, when you go to these racetracks, which you're limited, but we got a lot on the Gulf Coast. We're very lucky to have as many as we have in an hour and a half to 2 hour driving radius from anyone where you live. But when you say that, you got a modified tour, okay. Well, no, oh, you're with the IMCA. Oh, okay. That brings in that sanctioned body means a lot to these tracks because, like you said, there's no guesswork. It's not like these guys maybe flying in promising, 20 cars and they show up with 6. That's with what you guys do and with the way it's building, it seems like it's going to be great. And now you've got actually, which is cool, a meeting tomorrow in the Smack Talk race at Fast Eddie's.
Yeah.
I know Beihai is going to be there. I already saw his butt on Facebook from the last race. So I'm like, really?
Yeah, he's going to be out at that one. And that just, you can't get these guys together without a race breaking out.
Yeah,
and it's like I said, it's better than in the parking lot or on the interstate. So yeah, let's go to Fast Eddie's. And we've got, I threw $50 at it. Flemington threw $50. So it's $100 to the winner right now. But the meeting will be at Vallarta. Mexican restaurant. That's basically Highway 29 at 9 Mile Road in Pensacola.
Yeah.
We're going to start it at 4:00. We won't be there long. It's just that there's a lot of confusion about which rules we're going with, which rules we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Like you talked to Rusty, there's a lot of the other modifieds in the area that don't fit these rules.
Right.
And so we just want to rein it all in. We're pretty much going 100% IMCA with some very minor exceptions, like things like stamped wheels, don't have to say IMCA on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the tires we're going to allow just for a little while because IMCA has a stamped G60 tire, which is a little harder compound. Again, more affordable. They last longer. And, it takes a little bit of that grip away, which, again, this is all about putting the race car back in the hands of the driver.
Yeah, and that's, again, an affordable way to do it. A blue-collar driver can afford to go out there and race and have some fun. That's a good way to look at it. So you guys have got it all lined up and ready. And then when is your first race? Because I know you've got Flemington, Northwest Florida, or everyone calls it Baker, or Southern Raceway so far. And you might even add more tracks as it goes.
Yeah, we've had a couple of tracks call and, want us to maybe come up and do an exhibition race. And so mm-hmm. we're looking at doing that. Again, we'll talk to the guys and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Design is very much like the late models to stay close to home, but for this year anyway. First mm-hmm. race, April 4th at Flemington. Is it April 4th or 11th? Now you caught me without my schedule. But it's on our Facebook.
It's April-ish.
Yeah, it's like early April, but and we've scheduled 6 practice dates because a lot of these cars haven't been out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the 12th and the 20-something of February at Southern, and then every weekend in March, the first 3 weekends of the month at Baker, and 28th of March, practice at Flemington. So you'll get a chance to get out there and shake them down.
Well, this being the inaugural year, I think you're going to see a ton of cars out there. I think you're going to see the excitement grow. And when these guys show up, they're going to put on a show because they do. And they're going to be, like you said, dude, the most affordable way you can go racing. So we'll see how it goes. Bay Area Modifies, and again, you can find them on Facebook. And again, one more time, where's that meeting at?
Vallarta Mexican Restaurant. It's Pensacola Boulevard, basically Highway 29, right near 9 Mile Road in Pensacola, and we'll kick it off at 4:00.
Who's your pick for the Fast Eddie's win? I'm going with Beihai. I'm not going to lie.
Matt, as a promoter, I can't have a favorite, I guess. But I think Chris is going to be pretty competitive out there, but we'll see. Kyle Rutkowski, he won the last one, and he's a... He's talking a lot of smack out there.
No, not Kyle. Quit. I love you, Kyle. You know that. Hey, Jay, have fun with it. Once we get closer to the big racing, as we get started, we'll definitely have you back on. It's BAM, Bay Area Modifieds Tour with IMCA. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Kane. Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. Again, coming up next, we're going NASCAR for the final ride of the show. And, man, Dustin Long has gone from MRN to NBC. He's now the main editor for their brand-new NBC NASCAR website. A 10-year deal with NASCAR starts this year. We'll talk about it next. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, podcasting the show later today if you missed anything at usfdracing.org. Thank you again to Robbie Bobby McClendonshire with the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix at Five Flag Speedway with the motocross. That's going to be a lot of fun next weekend. Joe McCarr with Sunny South Raceway and Rusty Cooper with Titan Race Cars can get you going fast. Trust me, that's why we're taking ours over there. Jay Wells again with the Bay Area Modified Tour. The inaugural season with IMCA. That's going to be huge. And now, big news again. You're talking about Jeff Gordon making a big announcement, and then Dustin Long moving from MRN now to NBC as one of the main editors and reporters for their new website. So, Dustin Long, first of all, as we bring you back in for one of the first times here again in 2015, we say congratulations. What a big move! NASCAR is now really embedded with NBC for the next 10 years, and this is a major, major thing that you're going through as well. So, tell us about it.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, yeah, obviously, like you said, this is the start of the new 10-year television contract that NASCAR has with Fox and NBC. NBC will be broadcasting the second half of the season beginning July 5th with the Daytona race, and we'll do all the Sprint Cup and Xfinity races for the next 10 years. So NBC certainly ramping things up, you know, brought myself along, also brought along Nate Ryan, who's been covering NASCAR for USA Today, to work for our new website, which is going to be called NASCAR Talk. We're looking at to debut hopefully this week. And then obviously this week is the start of the NASCAR Sprint Cup Media Tour here in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. So that'll start on Monday. We'll first meet with NASCAR. And then also on later Monday afternoon, we'll meet with the folks from Joe Gibbs Racing. So it'll be a lot to talk about with the driver crew chief changes over there this offseason, and also Carl Edwards now making his move over to Joe Gibbs Racing. So a lot to talk about, and we'll be covering it in a lot of different ways with NBC online and with our daily show NASCAR America. And then once it gets to July with showing the Sprint Cup and Xfinity races.
You guys were at you were at the NBC studios. Great story about Steve Letard. Tell me what you said off the air.
Oh, well, just, you know, Steve's one of our experts. He's going to be in the booth this year with Jeff Burton and our lead announcer, Rick Allen. And he was doing a hit for NASCAR America after he finished. He came out, talked to Nate and I, and just talked about race strategy. And I think I learned more in about 30, 40 minutes listening to Steve talk about that than maybe I had known. Learned in all the years covering the sport.
And you could have recorded that and sold it to the teams. You know that, right?
No, I'm just kidding. So he gave some insights in a lot of different areas. So it was really kind of interesting just how deep these teams dig for information, how they almost, you know, how he basically had, you know, you watch an NFL game or a college football game and you see those coaches with those play charts in front of them. Steve essentially had something like that to help in pit calls. So there would be times he'd make a pit call and know, you know what, if we're going to win this race because this is the way to go because this pit strategy screwed everybody else. Or, you know, he would know when it's like, there's no way we can win this race because the pits, because everything's going to get us and the pit strategy didn't work.
What are your thoughts? No surprise, everyone was kind of thinking this would be the year. Jeff Gordon made it official. He is going to be out of the 24 as a driver after this year. Love to see him go out with another championship. We'll see how the season goes. Everybody's saying, well, that's Chase Elliott's ride. But then I hear rumblings in the background. Well, what about this new guy who drives with Target? Oh, what's his name? You know who I'm talking about, Kyle Larson. So what's the story? What do you think as a professional, and what do you think about Gordon's last year?
Well, I think the expectation is, unless Chase Elliott regresses, and it's kind of hard to imagine that happening, that would allow Chase to move up into that ride. Or I guess, in theory, he could move over to Stuart Haas, and they could move somebody over to Hendrick, or, you know, they could still use that spot for somebody else. But I think the expectation right now is that most likely it'll be Chase Elliott in that car. Again, the team has time to figure that out, see what happens in the landscape, and kind of go from there. I think what's going to be interesting is what happens after the season, not with the ride, but with the fans.
who are the Jeff Gordon fans going to side with after this season?
Oh,
will it be Chase Elliott if Chase Elliott moves into the 24, or will it be somebody like Kyle Larson? I know in talking to my mother recently about this, you know, she's mourning about Jeff Gordon's last season, and I asked her, I said, you know, well, who are you going to root for after that? And you know, my mother said, you know, she really likes Kyle Larson. She says that, you know, Kyle Larson is kind of this generation's Jeff Gordon. So I think she is somebody who might lean a little bit more toward a Kyle Larson once Jeff Gordon hangs it up. I'll tell you what, you know, one thing about Jeff Gordon hanging up, and I don't know if you saw it, is Tony Stewart tweeted yesterday about wanting to get Jeff Gordon in a truck at Eldora for that truck race for 2016. Because Gordon essentially said, he's like, look, at Homestead this year, it's probably, you know, a good chance it's going to be my last Cup race.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's going to be my last race ever. I might want to run in another series. You know, he kind of talked about running prototypes, maybe like the Rolex 24, which is going this weekend, or, you know, maybe Le Mans. But also there's the idea he's never run a truck race. You know, it might be interesting for him to run a truck race at Eldora, and then, like, you know, people like my mother could go and see him run in the dirt or something like that.
Well, you know, next time, I know you see him a lot, let him know I've got a three-car bomber team and a vintage. I would set out the points for a night to let Jeff take it out for a spin.
Just
let
him know. That's so kind of you. That's
I'm up for the points, and I think of my sponsors, but I think, you know, McDonald's wouldn't mind having Gordon sit in a seat for one race only. So you just let him know, and he got my number. So. Hey, final thoughts as we head into NASCAR's big week next week, but it's the Daytona, 24 hours of Daytona starting today on that other network at 2 o'clock. What do you expect what do you expect to see? You got a lot of NASCAR drivers that come to the race, even if they're not racing, just to check it out.
I expect cars going around in a circle, essentially on a road course.
And that, my friends, is how we got a job at NBC. With a minute left, what do you think, buddy?
Well, I mean, for the NASCAR side, there aren't many guys driving. You've got Jamie McMurray, Kyle Larson driving for the Ganassi team. I think, I'm trying to remember where McMurray goes. I know Scott Dixon's going to start in that car, the original plan. I think, actually, Larson scheduled to make his first shift at, like, 11 o'clock tonight, and then he's supposed to pick up another shift at, like, 7 o'clock. So they're giving the young guy the rough hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. He's got to earn it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's awesome. How can we keep track of you now? Obviously, the brand-new website, hopefully launching this week at NASCARTalk.com.
Look at it on the it'll be on the NBCSports.com site also, and you know, still on Twitter at Dustin Long, still there, and I'll be filing away stuff and posting stuff there on Twitter.
Well, congratulations! A great move for you, and a great move for NASCAR and NBC. We look forward to working for you. And again, I guess all those checks that got sent to MRN, I don't know, maybe they'll make it the way to NASCAR. But checks in the mail, my friend.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks a lot, Dustin. All right, there you go, Dustin Long, now with NASCAR NBC style. So how exciting is that? I want to thank everyone again that came on board today. Robbie Bobby McClendonshire, ready for that first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. I will be calling you drivers today and or tomorrow if you haven't given me your walkout songs, your theme songs. It's going to be fun. Joe McCardle, Sunny South Raceway, always a pleasure to hear from him. Rusty Cooper again with Titan Race Cars. They're set up and ready to go. Jay Wells with the Bay Area Modified Tour, and Dustin Long with MRN. No, he's with NBC now. Thanks to all the sponsors, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. We'll see you next weekend, and love you, Mom.